Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Don't do it. Stay in bed. If you're close enough, turn around, go home. It's too cold. It just is. Listen, are we
falling sick?
Are we the East Coast? No. Are we? No. All you Cleveland types, except for Adrian. Adrian's cool.
Leave my folks alone. It's cold out there.
Leave my people. No, but it's your people that go out in shorts and flip-flops. You're like, it's not cold. No, it is cold. You just don't care. There's a difference. It's cold.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm. I know it's going to get warmed up at the end of the week, but yes, it's a little chilly.
It's iced over today. I'm talking about today. I'm not talking about yesterday. I'm not talking about tomorrow. I'm talking about right now. It's cold. Mm-hmm. You ain't worried about the end of the week. Might not make it that far. You don't know.
Period.
Right, Michaela? We say it at the end of the show every day. Call somebody, tell you love them, because you never know when you might not get that chance again.
Totally.
We might not make it to the warm at the... You know why? You know why, Adrian?
Why
you know
that?
Why we might not make it to the end of the week when it gets warm?
Break it down for me.
Because we may freeze to death.
Yeah, also very fair. Yeah. I actually, though, was with a bunch of my friends that are originally from New York last night, and they were like, it's so crazy how Vegas is like, it's so cold. And I was like, it is cold. And they're like,
oh, yeah.
We're going back to New York next week where there's a snowstorm. And I was like, well, I don't know what that means. I just know I'm cold.
But don't you feel justified when people come into town and they go, oh, it's cold? You know, when they come into Vegas and they go, whoa, it's chilly. It's like, yeah, that wind will cut through you if there's a little bit of wind.
Yeah, validated.
I always feel like I feel like they're going to go home and tell people, because that's the part that when people, what's it like in Vegas? And I go, surprisingly chilly during the winter. It'll cut right through you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I always think that's what they're going to do, is they're going to go home and tell people.
Yeah, and I think they will.
Ooh, cut right through you. But we'll be fine. I thought of you immediately this morning. Because that. And I was going to text you, but I didn't want to, I also didn't want to freak you out. Was it hard for you to get to work?
No.
Only because on the other side of the, and I didn't think it would be, but I thought maybe. Because on the other side of the 215, there at Decatur, you know, like between Decatur and Jones, there's a big wreck. For everybody who goes eastbound, if you come from the west side and you head eastbound towards the Strip, towards Green Valley, all of that on the 215, yeah, there was a nasty, nasty wreck. And it's going to be shut down for a while. They're taking you off the freeway and putting you back on, and it's a bit, it's a bit of a mess now. It'll be more of a mess later. But I didn't want, you know what I mean? It was one of those things of, I didn't want to get you all worked up over nothing, but I also didn't want you to have to come in, you know what I mean, and not know.
Yeah. No, I didn't see anything. I actually got here pretty fast. So thank God. Because there was another really bad wreck yesterday as well, like off Buffalo and Twain. But again, I don't touch it, so awful.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody calm down.
I know.
Literally, in general, driving and otherwise, everybody's just very calm down today, says the guy who was yelling at Adrian about us freezing to death a moment ago. Listen, we're not talking about me right now. We're not.
We're focused on the present. Okay,
and we're not talking about tomorrow. We're not talking about yesterday. We're talking about right now. Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
God now.
Coming up in moments on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Look what's back.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, we have Adrian to blame for this, too.
Tell me why.
Well, because you know he is the expert. Truly, 150,000 subscribers on YouTube, can't be wrong. He's the expert.
Yes.
on wrestling.
Yes.
And it's really cool. And just, hey, fill in the details, whatever I'm missing on this, because you know I'm flying reasonably blind. So AEW Dynamite and Collision is going to be at the Pearl at the Palms next week. Next Wednesday, it's coming, it's happening.
Yes.
Next, believe it or not, next Wednesday is February 4th.
Holy moly.
What? So this whole, they got a big show, right? Is it like big nationally televised?
Dynamite airs live on TBS, and then they'll tape Collision, which airs on TNT on Saturday.
So they're doing
both. You get to be live on TV, and then you'll get to be on TV on the weekend.
And then get to be live on TV. You get to be live on TV. And then you get to be live on TV.
Let's go.
Okay. And it was funny. I thought, what an interesting pair of words to put together. Dynamite and Collision. Because I am not as deep into it as you are, I did not realize those were the two shows. See? We're learning today.
See, we're learning. It sounds, yeah, it's their two flagship shows. So
then, because Adrian's so cool, this is really great. So we have little, I'm going to pull back the curtain just a little bit. So we have this Odyssey sound space and they're like, we need things for the Odyssey sound space. We need content. We need it. But they spent a pretty good chunk of dough. I think it was Verizon's money, but whatever. It doesn't matter whose money it was. They spent a fairly good amount of money.
Some comfy couches in there.
Sure. And it's beautiful to make this sound space. You don't want to just sit there, right? So Adrian went, hey, by the way, this dude, Ricochet, he's a big deal in AEW?
Yes, he's one of the top wrestlers. He's a title holder. Big deal. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know that much. And I know he's the man.
And Vegas guy. Yeah. And Vegas guy. So Adrian, because he's brilliant and handsome, goes, says, hey, I can get Ricochet to come in. Why don't I do what I do, you know, with my wrestling stuff, mm-hmm. 150,000 subscribers. I don't know if you heard. That he said, why don't I do this? Why don't we do, I'll do an interview, which I'm going to do anyway. Why don't we do it at the Odyssey Sound Space? And why don't we do a meet and greet and bring in listeners? Sounds and they fun. Asked, genius. Can I tell you what's funny? It's very sweet. They asked me yesterday if I was okay with it. And I'm like, we nuts? Of course I am. Adrian and I don't talk about this? He told me about it. I told him he was genius and whatever I could do to make this happen. It's happening.
Hell the yes. First ever Unlikely Live. Look at that.
Let's go.
Come on.
Listen,
come on.
I call my 15-year-old nephew, who's very hard to impress right now because he's 15, but he loves Adrian. He loves his podcast. I said, do you want to try to go? And he said, oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah, that's cool. So you also got me some cool points, Adrian. Thanks for being cool. Made me look
so
cool.
So couple of the seats in the front row are going to be taken. Sorry.
Yeah.
But
spread it out.
But if you want to stand in the back with me, because I ain't missing this for nothing. So here's the deal. AEW Dynamite and Collision, not Dynamite and Collision. It's Dynamite and Collision. Pearl at the Palms next Wednesday, plus the meet and greet with Ricochet on Tuesday at the Odyssey Sound Space. All of it coming up next with a first pick right after this.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, did I mention the part that the husband doesn't know about this yet? Mm. Doesn't know about this plot?
Wild.
I did mention that part?
You did.
Okay, good. So Jessica's got a friend, got married a couple months ago. I'm sure it was a lovely wedding, a lovely holiday wedding. 2 months later, she's already, and I can't figure out how Jessica feels about this other than the fact that she's asking about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's asking. She was kind of looking for a relationship rehab situation, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
My friend got married 2 months ago. She's already considering selling her wedding dress. Her husband doesn't know about it yet. So initially, so the whole way through, I'm reading this, I'm going, you can't. And then she goes, she can make $4,000. And I went, ooh, ooh, four. Hey, now, Adrian, who's on the phone?
We got Ashley Miles from North Las Vegas.
What up, Ash?
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, buddy. Four, did you, the same as we did? Did you go $4,000? Woo.
Yes, I did.
Are you selling that dress?
So I would first bring it up to my husband and ask them, like, hey, I'm considering on selling my wedding dress. I have an offer for $4,000. What is your opinion? Because then we could use it for bills or go on a nice vacation. Why not?
I had a vision of my wife having this conversation with me. And I'm man, it stabbed me right in the heart. It just
really?
Did just now. $4,000 is $4,000. Michaela, how do you say no to $4,000? Especially if she's on board. So if my dear sweet Amy, who puts up with me endlessly, came and said, I want to sell the dress for $4,000. But honestly, the first question is, don't you love me anymore?
That's so funny. Listen, I'll tell you what. My grandma kept her wedding dress and it stayed in the attic until she passed. We pulled it out and we were like, oh, it's dusty. I would never wear it. I love my grandma. But even me, like, no way. If I went to Lisa and I was like, I want to sell this dress. In theory, it sounds so sweet, nice, keep it. And maybe there are women that are like, I could redesign it, give it to my daughter, and they have for me. No, you'll wear it one time. It's not like you're going to wear it. Maybe I wouldn't. I would never wear the dress again. So let's cash in the $4,000. Lisa would agree. She'd be like, let's go on a trip, a honeymoon. Yeah. You got the photos. Call it a day.
Yeah, Lisa's already got yours up on Poshmark.
Yeah, you guys didn't even, after I
you
wore
guys
it.
Didn't even get, you're not even married yet. Yeah,
we got done with the photo. She took it off my body and onto Depop.
She's like, yeah, great.
She's like,
we got
Hawaii,
the pictures.
Here we come.
we got the pictures. We're good.
Yeah, we're good.
You get married in what you're wearing.
To be fair, I have two wedding dresses that I have never worn because my engagement broke before my wedding. And I still have them in my closet. I am debating on selling them.
Sister, sell
them. You're sitting on a gold mine. What are you doing?
You're sitting on a vacation. Mama, send it.
Oh, man. Look at it. Who knew we had rich friends today, Michaela? We got rich friends.
That's true.
Ashley's sitting on two wedding dresses, tickets to AEW Dynamite and Collision, and a meet and greet with Ricochet. You'll show up to this thing because we really want to see you next Tuesday.
Yes, I will. And if I have two tickets, I'm bringing my brother-in-law because he loves wrestling.
Now, will you be wearing the wedding dresses in your closet?
Yeah, or just bring those.
I mean, I'll wear one of them. It's short if you want me to.
Yes.
This is getting it.
You never know what happens at the
end. Let's just keep. Let's. Ashley, you are nothing but trouble at 6:30 in the morning. Hang on one second. We'll get you all set up. Yes. And we'll see you on Tuesday. All right.
Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Good morning.
Stay close, P1s. Here's what's coming up on the Chep Buchanan Show.
Good feeling stories of the day coming up in just a minute, but I want to discuss this first. A list has come out of the best cities to date in. And you know how everybody will tell you, and in their particular city, they always say, oh, it's the worst. Can't date here. Can't find a man here. Everybody always says that.
Yeah.
You know, all your LA friends say LA is the worst.
Yes.
All my Seattle friends, they talk about the Seattle freeze. Everybody in Vegas. Oh, you can't find anybody in Vegas.
True.
There's nobody quality here. You hear that all. It doesn't matter where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the flip of this, I don't know what website was this. Oh, Consumer Affairs. Well, I don't know that I'm looking at Consumer Affairs to find
dating advice.
Right.
Stay in your lane. Just kidding.
No, I think you're accurate. I don't apologize for that. You shouldn't. Okay, so this might make a little, they might be checking the numbers a little too closely. They analyzed the 110 largest U.S. cities to determine the best cities for dating, considering stuff like dating opportunities, cost of living, quality of life, and interest in dating, which is always helpful.
Sure.
Because if you don't have people that are trying to get laid, you know, then
what do people do?
Oh yeah. Then nobody's, you know, you may reach out. Ain't nobody going to reach back.
No. Lonely.
They're number one, Michaela. Rochester, New York.
Listen, I don't know why, but this makes sense to me. You guys know how you always make fun of me for wearing the Yankees hat? I know. I felt like you were going to say it.
You answered immediately.
I felt it in my bones that you were going to say this.
You smelled Rochester?
Yes, because here's the thing about Rochester. They like still love tradition. They don't care if you're the most gorgeous, at least the Italians there. Like they just want a good man, a good woman. Just, why are you guys looking at me like that?
What's that look on your face, Adrian? Is your look the same as my look? Like, what do you know?
Yeah, what Italian hotline did you call?
Okay, so the That's guy funny. That I wear the Yankees hat for, we've talked about this a million times. Sure. I loved him. We dated briefly.
Sure.
I went back with him and I then made friends.
To Rochester?
To the Rock. That's what they say.
And really? She really knows.
Yes, I do. And I loved it. I almost didn't want to leave. I feel like the vibe made sense. They just wanted to have nice families, raise kids. It was great.
So at one point in my life, years ago, obviously many years ago, because I've been here for a lot of years, but I was super close to going and running a radio station in Rochester, New York.
No way.
And they said, and the one thing they said, they go, we'll tell you this up front. Winter is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
However, this is a God's honest truth. The boss goes, however, you're a good looking guy. You'll find yourself a good woman.
Yes.
And I was like, what?
For real?
What?
A good woman. Yeah, dude.
And that's how you know it was a long time ago, too, because he said I was good looking. So it was, but I had heard that. I also have another, longtime friend that lived in Rochester and said a lot of the same things that you said.
Yeah.
About it being just kind of, they don't take themselves too seriously.
Yeah, no one's trying to be Instagram famous. They just want they come from good families, and they're just trying to do the family thing.
I Googled to do in Rochester. There's a couple different museums you can go to, so I get it with the dating.
It's go to museums and make out. That's pretty much all that you have to
do. Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show, weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
We were just having the greatest off-air discussion about whether the Super Bowl national anthem would be sung live or what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it will be. You think no?
No, the NFL don't play like that. They don't play like that. They'll every other game leading up to it. I believe Zach Topp. I believe, in fact, you know what? I haven't. I can find out for sure whether Zach Topp did or not.
Yeah.
I can find out for sure.
Yeah, I genuinely want to know, because I know that the people I know that have sang it live, which makes the not pressure at the Super even more intense. At
do
the
you
World
know
Series,
somebody who sang
though,
it this?
The last game of the World Series.
They'll do it.
But you don't think Major the NFL baseball, would?
The NFL would not. I believe you with every fiber of my being that they sang live at the World Series. I believe that they sang at the AFC Championship and the NFC Championship, especially a dude in Denver who apparently didn't do so good.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah, I know. Sucks.
Dude, that's how the conversation got started. Oh, feels so bad.
Yeah.
Listen, anyone that takes on the anthem, you did a good job.
It's people do not understand how hard that is.
It really is.
All right, good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Because people don't realize how hard this is. Buddhist monks do this walk for peace. They started in October, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they walked 2,300 miles from Texas to D.C. Do you recall what's happened over the last couple of days between Texas and D.C.?
Oh, no. Yeah, it's freezing.
Only one of the biggest winter storms that has ever stormed.
Oh, no.
They don't give a rip. They don't care. They're monks. They got it. They've shared a few videos of themselves in North Carolina walking through the snow.
God bless them.
To continue along their trek. They should arrive in D.C. next month. And nobody would blame them to, you know, like hole up in a hotel for a few days.
Yeah.
No big deal. They're like, nah, we're going. Like,
we're doing it.
Now, also good for them if they potentially, you know, just like went out, took a video, and got back inside.
Yeah.
No one would blame
me. We would never judge you.
I would not me.
I was going to know the only knowledge I actually have of monks is the second Ace Ventura movie. And so that's like literally where my brain goes when thinking of monks.
One of my absolute favorite moments over the 25 years, the 300 days on a scaffold that I have spent at Toy Drive. A friend, a Buddhist monk buddy of Gary Spivey's. Remember the world's greatest psychic, Gary yes. Spivey, from this show? One of his friends was in Vegas during Toy Drive, who's a Buddhist monk and was traveling the world, giving blessings and speaking to large groups of people. And they brought him to Toy Drive and he blessed Toy Drive. And it was amazing.
That.
It was amazing. And he was funny. He was like out of a movie because he was like funny and endearing and charming and all of those things. But at the same time, he was very serious about his.
Yeah.
Like we all had to be very quiet and respectful while he gave his blessing.
I love it. Yeah, you do.
It was fantastic.
You're like, shut up.
A million. Okay, not unlike that, where you see, you know, Buddhist monks in movies, and apparently it's, you know, it's all, and they're funny. You know what I mean? You got the guy that's the funny Buddhist monk in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
This is a story that is a lot like that, and I guarantee you, told 100 of these stories on Good Feeling Stories of the Day. I can't help myself. I love this story. This story is amazing. A French cat. His name is Filou. F-I-L-O-U, if you want to spell it out for yourself.
Filou.
His name is Filou.
Filou.
They were taking a trip, road trip. Patrick and Evelyn were taking a trip through Spain with their camper, and Filou decided he did not wish to be in the camper any longer and decided to go on walkabout. or honestly, as you may have already figured out where this story is going to go, maybe Filou just decided that he was going to go home. So they're at the gas station. Filou jumps out the window and takes off, right? They looked for an entire day.
Filou.
No trace of Filou. This was back on August 9th. 5 months later to the day, on January 9th, a woman who, maybe about a mile away from Patrick and Evelyn's house back in France, a woman calls the vet office to tell them that she'd been feeding this cat that had just kind of wandered into her yard, and he was thin and he was coughing, and she had been feeding him since December, and she was worried that maybe he was sick. And so she decided to bring him in to the vet. So of course, what do they do? What's the first thing they do? Check him for microchip.
Yeah.
And
sure.
Guess what? Filou had traveled 155 miles.
Ooh.
To within a mile of his home.
Filou. Filou, he's a genius.
It's crazy.
We will never know how he made the journey, said Patrick.
That's
155
insane.
Miles because Filou goes, I hate Spain. I hate it here. I'm going home.
And that's my 2026 energy, Filou.
Vacation is over. And I'm, what's your name? Filou. And that's, okay, it's your
genius.
Good feeling story.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back. see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 7:10 already on Tuesday, the 27th day of January 2026. Chili, bundle up today. Mm-hmm. Bundle up today. She's the warm and comfortable Michaela Gordon.
Yes.
He's Adrian Hernandez. Yesterday, history made on Michaela's hometown throwdown. Our 30th five-time champion all time. Our second ever double-dipping five-time champion, Abby Avalar of Mountain's Edge. Grabbed Mountain's Edge their 17th win overall. They're creeping up in fourth place. They got 17. Silverado Ranch and Centennial Hills tied for third with 24 wins. Sunrise Manor has 25. Aliante out in front with 30 wins. So we need two brand new contestants today at 702-364-9898. Because Michaela Gordon said so,
yeah.
We're doing two tickets to the New Kids on the Block Right Stuff Residency, Dolby Live at Park MGM. Say it again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. On Wednesday, February 18th, which will be here before you know it. It's literally 3 weeks out. You have that much time. You have that much time to pick out your outfit. And everybody who wins tickets for New Kids this week qualifies for upgraded barstool seat. Tickets could be sitting on the side of the stage, courtesy of our friends at Live Nation. Vegas is the only place to see NKOTB in 2026. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Spend your three-day holiday weekend with NKOTB because they're doing shows Valentine's Day. That's where they kick off Valentine's Day through the 28th. And then they're wrapping another one around. They're wrapping another one around 4th of July.
So
actually it'll end on 4th of July, the next round of residency. So that's why they're like, yeah, plan a 3-day weekend around here, y'all. And as we have noted, the last couple of days, Valentine's Day and President's Day, same weekend this year, which, you know, yeah.
Love that. Love a forced long weekend.
It's so funny. We were, my wife and I said, you know what? This is the first, I got nothing on the schedule. First time ever. First time in a long time. Why don't we, if you want to go somewhere, let's go. If there's some place you want to go that you haven't been, you know what I mean? Like a restaurant or a thing or an activity, we should do it. And you know, we're probably going to stay home.
As long as you're together.
Sure. Yeah. But at this point we snagged a reservation at Vintner Grill and that's what it's going to be.
Love it.
So nice. So good. Nice. But yeah. So why don't we do this? 702-364-9898. New Kids tickets, maybe a chance to sit on the stage for the Right Stuff residency. Two contestants right now. Adrian, 24 and 25 or 25 and 26?
25 and 26 can confirm.
You heard the man. 702-364-9898. Michaela's hometown throwdown right now.
3, 2, 1.
Normal people have normal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
It always does feel fresh after we, you know what I mean? It was so great yesterday, making history with Abby Avalar Mountain's Edge, becoming the second ever double five-time champion. She was a five-time champion once, came back, five-time champion again. Honestly.
Mm-hmm. And she rocked it.
Can we make a case that Abby Avalar of Mountain's Edge may be the greatest Michaela's hometown throwdown champion ever? Andrea Cano has just raised her hand and said, excuse me, I'm right here. I'm listening to you.
Oh, yeah. So
I would love to see those two play.
Well, I know online discussions have started about, ooh, is she the greatest? A big debate. It's like LeBron and Jordan. It's a whole thing. So I love it.
Stephen A. Smith went off on it on First Take today. It was crazy.
He's like, I heard they're going to talk. Set the tone, set the table that set she could eat on. And I was like, well,
yeah,
debates are happening.
Love that for us and for them.
Yeah. Amazing that this show makes such an impact nationwide across. Yeah.
And crossing now a boundaries. New era can start with whoever wins today. It's
right.
A beautiful thing.
Yes.
So yesterday, yesterday with all of that, with history made, you know, being talked about far and wide, and then now today we start fresh. It's clean. It's literally clean sheet of paper.
Yes.
So whose name are we writing down first, Adrian?
That'll be Lisa Joniak representing Hendertucky.
God, that sucks because I already wrote down the other one first because that's the one you put on my screen first. I
don't. You can't contain me. You don't know where I'm going.
I don't know. You can't. That's going right.
I'm going right, baby.
Can't control him. You can only hope to hang on for 8 seconds. Mm-hmm. That's right. What up, Johnny Eck?
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
You know what? We're doing good. How are you is the question. We haven't talked to you in a minute.
I'm doing really good. Thank you.
Excellent. Excellent, excellent. Who is challenger number two?
That'll be Rhiannon Lucero from North Las Vegas.
Ooh. Is that how you say that, or is it Lucero?
Yeah. Lucero, yeah.
Oh, Lucero, what did I say, Lucero?
Yeah, it's okay.
Sorry.
It's okay.
No, it's good. A little extra hot sauce.
It's easy.
A little extra hot sauce never hurt anybody. No. Not one time.
Flavor.
Anyway. You just tried to put a little on it for you. A little Lucero. Yeah, I know. I feel you with all that. Rhiannon, you feeling good?
I'm feeling good. How are you?
I'm sure. You know what? We're great. And I'm sure that both of you are aware that you need to buzz in with your name. Do not answer until we call upon you, because while you may think that you got in first, you just didn't hear the other one get in behind you and snake it away from you. Our quiz master, and I'm only going to ask Lisa Joniak because Lisa, I don't know if you're aware, Rhiannon, Lisa calls this show somewhat frequently. She, you know, like we know her, she knows us, so I'm sure she knows the answer to this question. Lisa, why is it that we call our quiz master, Michaela Gordon, the commissioner?
Because her last name is Gordon.
Because her last name is Gordon. That's true. That's very, very true. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only Michaela Gordon.
This singer will be performing at the Grammys this year with hit songs like Man Child.
Rhiannon. Oh.
I think Rhiannon got in first.
Mm-hmm. Am I good? Rita Carpenter?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Rhiannon goes up one zip.
This new hit song called I Just Might spends another week.
Rhiannon.
Rhiannon.
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars is the answer we were looking for. You were asking who sings it, right?
Yep, that's right.
Right? And it's already number one. And it's already number one, what, two straight weeks now?
Yeah. It's awesome.
That's amazing. North Las Vegas 2, Hendertucky, Squadoosh.
This girl band was photographed this weekend as they celebrated Emma Bunton's 50th birthday. What's the name of the group?
Rhiannon for the win.
Spice Girls.
Woo!
Is that Spice Girls? Yeah, you know it was. Game over.
Dang!
Game over. And that's that.
Not come to play.
Wow. Johnny X, sorry about that.
Sorry, sister.
That's okay. He's fantastic. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
You're fantastic too, just in different ways.
Yeah.
I might need a date. So she should give me her number.
Yes, I love this.
Honest to God, Rhiannon, if you need it, we'll provide it. Assuming that's okay with you, Lisa. Okay.
I love that. I'm always up for making new friends.
Aww. You guys are so cute.
It's never happened before on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
No, baby. It did happen one time.
It happened once before.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, never
mind. But not this year.
Mm-mm.
I told you, new eras are starting.
That's right. Not this week.
Yeah.
No, that's right. All right. Well, good. Well, Rhiannon Lucero of North Las Vegas, our brand new champion, defending her title. And enjoy your NKOTB tickets on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Have a great day.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
It's that time of the year where everybody's trying to manipulate the media to get themselves out there for the, you know, for whatever they got working for the Super Bowl. We found out the Guy Fieri thing, the AI Guy Fieri is for appliances.
Oh,
Appliances.
Okay.
Yeah. Good for you.
He needs a fridge.
Good for you. Sydney Sweeney. Did you hear about her? Snuck up to the Hollywood sign under the cover of darkness with permits, but not all the permits. Mm-hmm. Apparently climbed the big Hollywood sign letters and hung strings of bras from them on brand, Gary. Sydney Sweeney. Had a camera crew with her, naturally. Did it to promote her new lingerie line. The Hollywood Chamber of Commerce owns the sign, as well as the intellectual property rights to it. So basically, if you're going to try to use the Hollywood sign in a commercial, in a whatever, I'm here to tell you right now, everybody's in on this scam. Everybody is in on this. This is, and I'm doing it. I realize I'm a willing participant in this one. She had permission to film. She did not have permission, supposedly, to touch it, climb it, or to hang bras from it. Right?
Yeah.
So they sent her a letter, because this is what you do. So they sent her a letter urging her to reach out to them so they can discuss an agreement, as I'm making finger quotes, agreement for the use of their intellectual property. In other words, they want money, a sum of which I'm sure they had already agreed to ahead of time.
Yeah. Listen, I would love, like you, Chet, I would love to think of Sydney Sweeney just being a free spirit, running to the Hollywood sign, doing her little bras for a little lingerie. You're an A-list celebrity. You can't just go to the Hollywood sign. You're tricking nobody. Everybody was in on this, Sid.
For the camera crew.
Yeah. And okay, so save your little free spirit photography. Although very hot, it was planned.
Oh, she's so hot. And then, that also explains what she was doing at Jeff Bezos' wedding. Because Jeff Bezos and his wife are investors in her lingerie brand. All makes sense.
Ugh, clicking.
All makes
Would a wife You're allow welcome, that? Man. You can't invest in another woman's lingerie company.
I believe it's her idea.
Yeah.
I believe it's her. They're using his name. They're using his name, but it's her.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I can see that for sure.
She's totally in on it.
Yeah, and they've got little girlfriends. They could try to bring Victoria's Secret back, a girl power thing. Totally see it.
That's so funny because for a guy who often says, nah, you can do that. That's where you're drawing the line?
No, I just had a conversation. Hey, babe. This lingerie company.
Can I invest in Sydney Sweeney's lingerie?
Rihanna's been super successful with Fenty, so what if this becomes that? Skims, let's do it.
Wouldn't shock me if he modeled it for her. I don't know.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Who's taking the 177-second survey today?
That'll be Jesse Ontiveros from the Meadows Mall.
We were just talking about malls.
That's my hood. Yes, we were, Chetty.
Yeah, that's Michaela's. Oh, you're her people. Jesse, do you have dogs?
No, not anymore. I did.
You did?
I'm
going to
say yes because we just lost her.
Oh, sorry, Mama.
You're going to hate this. You're going to hate this or love it all at the same time. Wait. So when I'm asking Michaela about her dogs, you can answer and think of you. Who was your baby that you just lost?
So we had two. So one actually passed away. We had him for 8 years. His name was Zeus. And then the one that we recently, she ran away. She was with my parents. Her name was Coco. We had her for about 6 years.
Dang,
I don't remember.
Mama.
I don't remember what made this happen the other day, but our little Yorkie, he was the last one. And just the other day I had a moment and I looked at my wife with tears in my eyes and I'm like, I miss Bailey.
Yeah.
And she bursts into tears. She's like, me too. I don't remember what precipitated that, but so we're all kind of in the same spot here. Here we go. A survey of 2,000 U.S. dog owners. reveals that we do have extraordinary relationships between us and our pets. Do you, Yessie, did you do you consider your dogs full family members?
100% we did.
Yeah, Michaela?
1,000,000%.
Obvious. Are your dogs your best friends?
Zeus was. Coco, she got on my nerves, not going to lie.
That's awesome.
I'm glad she ran away, honestly. Who cares?
Yeah, what kind of an answer do you have, Michaela?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm obsessed with that. Listen, I give my dogs DNA tests. Like, yeah, we're best friends.
Yeah, BFFs. That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, all of ours. And but different relationships.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just different.
Yeah.
Oh God. Okay, here's the funny thing. I said that Michaela was gonna be the one to get emotional. It's gonna be me. I can feel it coming. Yessie, would you have conversations with your dogs?
Yes, 100%. I talk to them like they're my kids.
Do you use a special voice when you talk to the dogs?
I would say yes.
Michaela, do you do dog voice?
Hell yeah. But then when they're in trouble, I use my regular voice. I'm like, Clyde,
that's right, when they know. Do you call them by their full name?
Yeah. Clyde, Pittman, Gordon, get over here.
So Bailey was Bailey Roo. Right, because he was just a little Roo.
Yeah,
and so then yeah, and then when I was mad at him, he would be Bailey F. Roo.
Yeah, good for you. Normal.
Oh my God! None of the other ones had full names. Now that I think about it, because we had BJ and Jake that were my dogs when I went into the relationship. The whatever BJ was, and then Jake was a full on golden that I had since a baby. And then we had the Westie and the Yorkie.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. None of the other ones had full names. Would you? Oh my God! Did you let the dog sleep in the bed, Yessie?
No.
Michaela.
He's too big.
Oh.
And Coco, I didn't really like it.
yeah, Jake, we do.
Jake until he got and Jake was a big boy. Jake slept in the bed. Yeah, BJ didn't like it so much. He'd get hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the littles, absolutely. But Sheffrey, when he got old, when he started getting old, he'd get pissed off in the middle of the night. He'd bite your feet.
Oh. He's like, this is my bed now, baby.
Yeah, because you'd move, and he'd get mad, and he'd bite your feet. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. What else? Did you ever let the dog share the same eat off the same plate as you?
No.
Only a toy drive.
Yeah, fair.
I'd get a bite. BJ, get a bite. That's how it worked. That's just how it worked. Admittedly, we shared a fork.
I love it. No, Lisa, the one thing that Lisa, the only rule is she will not let them have human food. Never has. She's like, their bellies could get sick. No.
That's true.
I would. For me, we'd be eating together at a restaurant.
Only a toy drive, and only if it was, you know, like crazy weather.
Yeah.
Then that was, yeah. All right.
Cuties.
Yeah, that's enough. Birthday parties, social media accounts. Our Dorian Gray the Stray has a social media account. We just don't do anything with it.
Oh, well, it's okay. You might. You have the name.
My wife was kind of. Also, then the final question for you is, who goes with you to ASAP Rocky? Yessie?
It's going to be the kids.
Nice.
I'm going to probably give it to the kids. Yeah, I have an 18, 15, and 14, but... my phone is actually about to die. I'm like at 2%. I'm pulling into my job right now.
I got you. Good. Hang on a second. No.
Yeah, bye,
talk
bye.
To Adrian. Go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Perfectly imperfect. 98.5 KLUC.
All right. Relationship rehab coming up next. A lot of people do this. A lot of people. In fact, I do it. Is it a red flag? No. No.
Are you saying that because you do it? No, I'm just kidding.
No, but I do it. Okay, the reason why people think it's a red flag is not why I do this thing.
Okay.
I also understand why people would think it's a red flag. And now I'm gonna be paranoid.
I want to know.
But I'm not sure. But also, I believe that this is highly possible that it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That I don't know if you can win in this one. Could be a quick and dirty relationship rehab for a couple of tickets to the new Universal Horror Unleashed experience at Area 15. 4 haunted houses, live entertainment, themed food and drinks, and 2 tickets for you coming up next.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, let's go. It is 8:05, give or take a second or three, on the 27th day of January. Today is Tuesday. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. And outside of being just a little bit chilly this morning, all is pretty good in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Damn straight.
All is decent. Not so bad. Universal Horror Experience. The Universal Horror Unleashed experience. They've given us more tickets to give to you. They were really excited about it. Y'all were really excited about it. We're really excited about it. So why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Yep.
It's 702-364-9898. Today's an easy one, I think. Maybe not easy, but there's not a lot to it. You know, it's not complicated.
Good.
Should you be suspicious of the person that you are with if they flip their phone over so the screen is facing down? There are many women. It was funny. So admittedly, another radio friend of mine, and they asked me because they know we do this bit. And they were like, has this ever come up? And I was like, no, but I am happy to share. There, in my friend's experience, there were a lot of women that said, yes, it's shady if you have your phone facing down. It is a clear, there are those that will tell you it is a clear sign that something shady
mm-hmm.
is going to tell something shady, Michaela.
Mm-hmm.
That something shady is happening. Confirm or deny. I laugh. The straight white guy viewpoint, and I believe I speak for many of us. I laugh at this.
Uh-huh.
I do. I laugh at this.
I feel fact, like it's... No, go, sorry.
Well, I was just going to say I will be invoking song lyrics.
Okay.
To back up my point.
Okay. Good.
Soon. I just thought of them, as
I'm
a matter of fact.
I'm presenting evidence for my
brain. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know if it's evidence, but at least, you know, at least visual accompaniment, mm-hmm. just to make my point. I don't know. I'm really curious. My buddy was like, it was overwhelming. And I'm like, what?
Wow.
is it if they turn their phone over face down, is that a red flag that something shady is going on? Just the thought of it. I love stuff like this.
Okay.
702-364-9898. A couple of tickets for the new Universal Horror Unleashed experience at Area 15. Relationship Rehab brought to you by Big Bully Turf. Proud sponsors of Toy Drive. Equally proud sponsors of the Relationship Rehab.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
For the record, I will say this right now. For the record, I do put my phone face down on the table every single time. You know, and you know why there's nothing shady going on, Michaela?
Why?
Because there's nothing shady going on.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. If they put their phone face down on the table, is that a red flag, Michaela?
No, because I put my phone face down, But I do it so that I don't get distracted by the text coming in so I can be totally present where I'm at. Because I'm also very ADD. Like if I see text popping up on my phone, I'm going to grab it, read it, want to respond immediately. So it just helps me stay more present.
Yep.
So it's not shady on my end and I do it too.
Yep. And I have a watch that, you know, like a lot of people, that my texts go to my watch. And I will stare at it long enough to digest, you know, I mean, sometimes I just give it a glance, but other times I will look at my watch and go, oh, do you need to get that? No.
Yeah.
You know,
Also if you look at your phone and get distracted during the wrong moment, that can really shut the person that you're with down.
It's horrible. It's
so you're like, sorry, do you want to just like get, look at your phone?
Yeah, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm not trying.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it just is.
Yeah.
And I know, and I hate that. When you look at, for example, if I'm looking at my watch, or if you do look at your phone, and then they look at you looking at your phone, and you know that they've noted it, it's the worst feeling.
The worst.
It's awful. And I'm really glad. Adrian, where are we starting here?
We'll start with Elizabeth.
And Elizabeth... You now tell us why it is shady.
No.
Oh, that's the other one?
It's not shady. Yeah, it's a green flag for me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm with Michaela, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, she agrees with us.
Yeah, you're with the team that,
she's
that
a genius.
We're just trying not to be. We're just, yeah, right. Because she agrees with us. Yeah, you must be smart. that you do it. You turn your phone over to not be distracted by it.
100%. I mean, if you're getting notifications, you're getting text messages while you're with this person, it's more shady to be looking, worried about who's texting, what messages are coming in versus just turning it around and giving your full attention to the person you're with.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
unless you're dope like me who still gets distracted by their watch. But
yeah, but we're doing efforts to help us not by flipping the phone over.
Try to make the effort. Yeah. Try to make the effort. Have fun at the new Universal Horror Unleashed experience at Area 15. Congratulations.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. Awesome.
Thank you. So, Adrian, there's another Elizabeth, though, that says this is shady.
No, we'll go to Brittany, who thinks it's shady.
Great. Yeah, I want to hear the shady. I want to hear the shady argument. And by the way, no judgment. No judgment, Britt. Just, tell us what you think. Why is flipping your phone over shady?
Well, I can see your perspective, which is good, you know, eliminate the distraction. But what if, like, they're looking at something and you notice it and they hurry and put it down and you go to ask them, like, oh, what were you looking at? And they're, oh, nothing. You're like, what are you looking at? what are you wanting to share?
That could potentially be a different, now we got something to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Know about you.
Yeah. Although I would, so I'm trying to think of what if this was me in that situation. I am probably putting my phone down quickly and blowing it off because that's really how I feel. Because no, it's nothing. In fact, embarrassed. I'm embarrassed that I allowed myself to get distracted.
Yeah.
I could see that.
And I hope I would tell you that. If I don't tell you that, okay, Michaela, if we don't say that, then certainly it's suspicious.
Yeah, absolutely. I just feel like I had a friend one time telling me an important story. Like it was like her mom was sick, like an important story. And I just glanced at my phone. I literally just glanced and I flipped it over really fast because I felt so bad that she was telling me and she was like, is this an okay time to tell you? And I was like, sorry, sis. Yes, it is. My bad. Sorry. Like, so I feel like we've all been there and it's not shady. You're just, we're distracted.
And then literally while Michaela's telling that story and I really should be paying attention, I was emails came in. Neo and Akon are doing a show. UB40's coming back to town. Yada yada yada. All this other stuff. I'm getting feedback on this bit, you know. And I'm like, oh no, I should really be paying attention to Michaela right now.
Yeah. But that's the shadiness. You're just not listening to the story. You're not talking to anybody else. You're just literally not listening. You're like, hello, earth to whoever.
Yeah. Yeah. Pay attention.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I get that. Adrian's very choked up by this whole, it's okay.
Just take a breath, babe.
Very upsetting. You're so passionate in this.
It's beautiful.
Because I used to fool around in my phone, so I would put it down. And that's why I'd cover it. But I don't fool around no more. Well, first, I'm not in a relationship, but I don't do that anymore.
Oh, fool around, fool around. Oh, yeah. You'd do dirt is what you're saying.
Yeah, there'd be dirt. There'd be pictures, nudity, all that stuff. Oh, so I would put my phone down for that.
Yeah, you don't want those nudes popping up.
The deleted, the saved different folder, the separate folder for the text messages, like all of that. I've done that. I've been there, but I don't do that anymore. But I'll still put my phone down. But I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Brittany,
is that okay?
Great stuff.
Yeah.
Brittany, great stuff. Wait, is what okay, Adrian?
Is it okay just based on my past that now I still put it down, but not for the same reasons?
I think it's okay. I think it's okay regardless. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're at least trying to, although Andre, what are we missing here? What are we missing?
Well, I'm just thinking if they're on a date or something, you know, if it's like a first date or you're in a relationship, that it's kind of shady that you put it down. Like, you keep it up, then at least she'll see that something's coming through and you're not trying to hide anything. You know what I mean? That's what I'm thinking. You know?
What if your girl's the background picture and then she sees that?
Well, then you're
yeah, background picture.
You get what you deserve. You get what you deserve at that point.
If you have nothing to hide, then just keep it up, you know? If you have nothing to hide, you're honest in your relationship, then just keep it up. And then she sees, oh, who's that? Oh, that's my mom or whatever it is. You know, somebody texted you. I feel like, you know, if you cover it and you're in a relationship, you're on a date, then you're like trying to hide something. You don't have to have your phone on the table.
That was my, I think, thank you, Andre. Nice job. That was my final question, I guess, then. What is proper phone etiquette? What should you do with your phone when you are with someone else? Should you leave it in your pocket?
Mm-hmm.
Pocket.
Is that the answer?
Put it in your purse.
Leave it in your pocket. Don't take your phone out.
Yeah, put it on silent.
What if it's uncomfortable in your pocket?
Then get a different phone.
What? Yeah, put it on the chair next to you.
It shouldn't be uncomfortable in your pocket.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, just because I think it's the wherever you put it, just put it out of sight so you're not distracted and you don't hear it ring, so you can be totally present with the person you're with.
Yeah, I think that's the answer. That's the hard part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it is, but you got to fully allow yourself to touch grass. So you got to put the phone away.
Yeah.
Adrian, is this a bit now where you're going to work in touch grass at least once a show?
It's important.
Please say yes.
There's an epidemic. Please. Loneliness, so I'm here to help.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
It's our man.
Please say yes that it's a bit and you're working. It's that you and Michaela have a side bet behind my back and you're going, watch this. I'm gonna work touch grass at least once a show.
The man is so secretive, he didn't even let me know. He's living on the wild. Yeah. On his own, he's a lone wolf making these bets.
You're losing a bet. You didn't even know you made.
Yeah, my bad.
You didn't even know.
Maybe he texted me. Phone.
Relationship Rehab, brought to you by Big Bully Turf.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work. Listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Did you hear about this Google class action lawsuit?
No.
Paying out $68 million to settle the class action lawsuit accusing the Google Voice Assistant of recording users without consent and sharing private conversations with advertisers.
Oh, Lord.
I figured they would have weaseled out of that because pretty much whenever when you click on terms and conditions.
Yeah.
It covers a lot.
Yeah, I also feel like every device does that now. Like it's hard to make it just so specific.
The preliminary settlement, which means there's more, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it's a preliminary settlement, I don't know, will create a $68 million fund to cover consumer claims, legal fees, and other costs. Consumers may file claims for up to three devices. I know nothing of this. I know nothing of this.
I don't either.
But I wonder.
Still going to end up.
I mean, okay.
$30. So,
yeah. Is it worth the $30? Is it worth going through all of that?
Yeah. You
know, is it worth going through all that for $30?
I did one for Facebook that was $42, but all I had to do was just say, this is my name, click the signature, and like, yeah, I was a part of this.
No,
and that's all it was. If they're like, hey, put the serial number for your Google, blah, 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 I'm like, okay, no.
Did you get the 42?
Yep. It was nice, I guess.
Nice.
Deposit in my account, but you see the headline and like billions and millions of dollars. It's like, yeah, most of that's going to the lawyers fighting the case and everyone else gets $2. Have fun.
Listen, I've been thinking they've been listening and watching us my whole life. Were you guys ever, when we were little, did you ever think the TV, like the dot on the TV, people watching you through the TV?
Maybe.
That this all tracks to me now. I did.
You guys are now. Yeah, and all that.
The dot on your phone. That is.
They're watching. Although, listening.
Although I thought before I got a new phone, because I didn't realize what it was. I thought I updated the phone, and then it had an extra. Then kind of up in the upper right corner, then it had a bigger black dot thing, and I went, oh, that's how they're watching me. That's what's going on. No, I just had a pixel that was out. Oh. And so
the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, is this shady? I gotta ask you guys, is this shady? The entire internet's pretty upset right now. It takes a lot to get everybody to move in the same direction.
Yeah.
Someone tweeted an image of a note left for a person who was hired to clean their home and apparently didn't trust him yet. It said, to our cleaner, we hid 100 mini ducks, the plastic ducks, around the apartment. We do this to ensure a job well done. Oh. Please leave all ducks in this jar. There are also some photos of some of the hidden ducks. It's unclear if the person who posted it was the cleaner or the person who hired the cleaner, a friend, or just somebody who wanted engagement. You saw this, right, Adrian?
Yes.
Did you see this?
Yeah, I did.
This is not.
Yeah. Are you there to clean the house or do a scavenger hunt? Like, that's so crazy.
And it's belittling.
Totally.
Right?
100%. Yes.
Isn't it like, you come home, you know, if it's clean or if you like it or you don't like it. And then at that point, you know, something I'm very proud of. Can I tell you this? Hmm. We do have people that come every 2 weeks. Ooh. And I am proud to say we are their oldest customers.
Love that.
I started back with my first wife.
they've moved through lives with you. I love that.
Honestly, they dropped dime on her. That's that they didn't like her. And yeah, they don't like her very much.
Nice. So they're dropped, the reason. They're
they dropped dime on her. No, they did. I already knew, but they dropped dime, which was pretty funny. So then I kept them and we just have, because I want to make sure that they have at least one good customer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I mean, if there was something, I'd go, hey, this time, can you get the egg? Can you get the shower? You know, or whatever.
Yeah. And at that point, if you're so specific, just clean the house yourself and save everybody the time.
Imagine literally in one of the comments that really hit home with me. Imagine that you've taken the time and effort to hide 100 ducks when you actually could have just cleaned your own. You could have cleaned your own house.
100%.
Yeah, that's the point I'm making. Just do it yourself, you little weirdo.
That is the point you're making.
Yeah. Or communicate. Hey, I need you to really fix inside this microwave, please. Like,
oh, yeah.
Scavenger hunt. What is this?
Or find the ducks. Just fill the jar with the ducks and don't clean anything. Because apparently finding the ducks is what they were looking for.
Legit, I feel like the time it would take to find the ducks would be the time it would take in 2 hours to clean the house. You get one or the other.
I would hide them in different places and leave a new note.
Love it.
You find them now.
Yeah.
We quit.
Good.
We quit. Here you go.
You shouldn't treat anybody this way, but most especially not people who have access to your toothbrush and your refrigerator.
Legit.
That's funny to me. Yeah. I don't know.
We don't know how to talk to people, man. Like, we got to do all of this instead of just having a conversation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just how rude.
Yeah.
Just how unbelievably rude. Not a lot of self-awareness there. I think maybe they thought they were... I'm trying to find the positive out of it, and I just can't. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, it's just rude. I can't. Shady.
It's just rude.
Do it yourself.
All right, goodbye.
I'm Emma Greed, host of Aspire with Emma Greed, a podcast where I sit down with people who don't just dream big, they build big. From culture-shaping voices like Mel Robbins to leaders redefining success like Tracy Ellis Ross to game-changing entrepreneurs like Mark Cuban, Aspire is about mindset, ambition, and doing the work that actually moves the needle. If you're ready to raise your standards and take charge about the life and career you're building, Aspire is where you start. Follow and listen to Aspire with me, Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast available wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 9:01 on Tuesday morning, the 27th day of January 2026. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. How about this? I'm surprised this hasn't. If this is a thing, if you're able to do this, I'm shocked they have not done this sooner. A man and a woman allegedly spent over a year visiting car dealerships in Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey, also known as the tri-state area. If you hear commercials, if you ever hear radio and TV commercials in the tri-state area, they went in and test drove luxury trucks, right? During the test drive, the man would either do a little sleight of hand and swap the key fobs for fakes, or he would just straight hand them to the woman, and she had a data cloner thing. She would clone the data in like 60 seconds or less.
Mm-mm.
And then that's give them insane. Back, you know, and they get the key back. Investigators say that they stole, how many vehicles do you think they stole? Michaela, just
25.
20. At least.
Yeah.
At least 20.
A lot, though.
So you're worth more than $2.4
million.
The investigation began after two GMC Sierra Denali trucks valued at $177,000, vanished from a dealership last February. They caught the girl. And so far, they've been able to, what is larceny? I know larceny is stealing, but it's a special kind of stealing, right?
I just think it's above whatever, so that you can be charged with a felony.
Larceny, meaning. Larceny, theft of personal property. What's the difference between theft and larceny? Theft being the broader umbrella term for taking somebody's property without permission. Larceny traditionally refers to the unlawful taking and carrying away of personal property with the intent to permanently deprive the owner of it.
Dang.
Huh. Larceny focuses on the physical taking of movable property, whereas theft covers more methods like fraud or embezzlement. Interesting.
That's wild.
Fascinating. So they found her, and she's been charged with larceny and conspiracy. The male suspect, who wore a UPS uniform. What? Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Smart. It's smart.
Gets him in.
Tell me why.
Yes, I mean, deliveries happen all the time. Hey, they're supposed to be here. But they're dropping something off.
No. But you're going for a test drive. You're going for a test drive. Why are you wearing a UPS uniform while you're going for a test drive?
Maybe so you want you to look like a professional.
You could look like all the other thousands of UPS drivers walking around.
But why not just not wear?
He wants to get into.
You know, I see what you're saying. Just like Eminem with something over your hood and just be conspicuous.
Or just be normal. Just be normal. No, you know why? You know why? I'll tell you why. You know why? I think I know why.
Why?
You want to know why?
I'll tell you why.
You want to know why?
Well, not now. Just kidding.
Yeah, right? Shut up. Because that's exactly why. Because you're going, why is this guy wearing a UPS uniform? They'll, like, you focus. What do you remember about him? Tell us what you remember about him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He was wearing a UPS uniform. He had dark hair, maybe. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, you'll never wear that because you don't work there. So
Right. They'll never see you again in a UPS uniform. Wow.
That's a smart thing.
Smart.
Anyway, he identified himself as Dexter, and they have no idea who he is or where he is.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
He's in the freaking wind.
I love that for him.
You would.
Because if you do a crime and you get away with it, deserve to. You beat the system. Shout out to you. You're smarter than AI.
What are Salute. You? Realize this means that when it comes down to a situation where I may or may not need to trust you, I think of these conversations.
I don't have these intentions.
And if you go, we don't. Oh, really? The guy who goes, if you get away with a crime, you should get away with it. That makes me think you're shady. Just so you know, I keep my eye on you, Adrian Hernandez. I got my eye on you right now. Michaela, make sure you lock up your red vines when we leave today.
I thought I saw a few missing, actually.
Those are disgusting.
Uh-huh.
And you're missing
headphones? I have an idea.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.